I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk about the latest plan for rail consolidation in Springfield and the downtown area getting some more college students. I'm joined by Tim Landis, the business editor for the SJR. Tim, we just had a big announcement. It wasn't that long ago about rail consolidation along 10th Street and a plan to pay for all of that. Things have changed, apparently.
Well, Governor Rauner, you will remember, called a lot of local officials, elected officials, into his office in September to announce an agreement for the state of Illinois to concentrate its funding on 10th Street rail consolidation in Springfield. That agreement was contingent on $16 million in federal funding, which they did not get. That announcement was made in October. And so at that point, the whole thing just pretty much fell apart. The state funding was contingent on the federal funding. Now, Mayor Langfelder and the Sangamon County Board Chairman Andy Van Meter are telling us a new agreement is near. And unlike the last time, this would not be contingent on federal funding.
Well, would there be enough money to do what they want to do? I mean, the state doesn't have a whole lot of money to throw around, for example.
That remains to be seen what kind of numbers are in the agreement. The last time the state had committed $12 million, and that was from a rail safety improvement fund. That might be money that isn't directly affected by the state budget deadlock. So presumably they do have some money out there. They could focus on 10th Street to try to move Amtrak and Union Pacific trains over.
Tim, if you could give us just the overview of where this project stands and what might be a timeline for this to actually happen if everything goes as planned.
Well, the first underpass at Carpenter Street should be done this summer, but that's only one of a dozen or so that they would need to eventually create two sets of tracks and a series of underpasses and overpasses on 10th Street. So they're still probably a good decade and $300 million or so away from completing that project. And in the meantime, there's still some upgrades going on along 3rd Street to handle the increased rail traffic there that will come with high-speed rail. So this is a long-term project still, even if this next agreement does come through.
Something else that's been talked about for a long time has been getting more people to move into the downtown area, and certainly students, UIS students, for example. There is a project underway that will bring UIS grad students, more of them living in the downtown area. Give us the explanation on that.
Well, the university estimates at any given time they have about 300 graduate students in internships or other sorts of jobs downtown. A company called Bluffstone LLC out of Iowa specializes in student housing, and they have started construction at 4th and Madison. It'll be a 72-unit, four-story apartment complex, and they're telling us in the last week or so they expect to begin taking applications this spring and have the first students in there this fall. And as you'll remember, this was a project that sought $700,000 from downtown tax increment financing. That was turned down, so now they're doing this strictly on their own.
Finally this week, a local bank is moving into the Metro East market. What's the latest on this?
Well, this is Town and Country Bank of Springfield. They're acquiring a branch in Fairview Heights from Centru Bank Company. This is their second acquisition since last fall, and they're not the first Springfield bank into that market. Bank of Springfield is in the Metro St. Louis market, and in both cases, they're telling us for regional Springfield banks, that's been a good market for mortgage business and commercial lending. So we may begin to see more of this in the next year or two.
Okay, Tim, we'll talk to you again next time.
All right. Thanks so much, Sean.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.